Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Doug Green. I work at Civic Actions. What I'm going to be talking about tomorrow is really just a practical experience that we've had doing a multilingual site that had four languages, one of them right to left, one that you didn't really experience. We put together a panel to really talk not about the technology so much of I18N, although we'll talk a little bit about multilingual I18N, what we did in 5, what's in 6, and what's in 7. But it's really meant to be a panel discussion about the pitfalls. If you're going to actually implement a large site, what do you have to worry about? You know, what are your decision points? What are your pain points? You know, if you have taxonomies, what types of options do you have? What's painful doing, you know, with locale, or what's painful doing it with multiple TIDs? Internationalization should be easier than it is right now, and I think we're going to present a couple of sites that really worked well, but the sites that work well are much simpler. As soon as you start throwing in taxonomies, organic groups, hierarchical select module, you know, the more modules you add, the more chances you have that you're going to have to get into code and fix things.
So I know that Sony was doing a lot of international work and actually hired on Civic Actions to kind of beef up a lot of the functionality of the internationalization features. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what type of work came out of that, what sort of modules and improvements that came out of that.
I would love to talk about that. Unfortunately, I was not that involved in that. Nejo spearheaded a lot of that work. Stella, who is here, also worked on that, but I didn't do that work.
Okay, so what, you know, if someone is running an internationalization site, what sort of the process of they download the I18 module, and then what sort of decision points that you referenced or do they have to sort of think about from there?
There's two or three different parts to internationalization right now. You've got locale, which is just taking the strings out of modules and translating those. And locale module internationalizes it in one way. You know, right now, the current technology is with .po files and .potx module. Gabor gave a great presentation today about what he's built on localization.drupal.org using the L10N client. And that's going to help a lot with the localization part of it. You download all these modules. You might download the right PO files for the modules that you have. You'll import them into the database. But invariably in a large site, and that's what I want to talk about, practical experiences with large sites, you're going to have some custom modules. You're going to have some custom strings, you know, that are specific to your module. And you're going to have to export those and send them out to your client and say, please give us back, you know, this. The stuff that Gabor is working on or has already published will make that a little bit easier. But right now you have to, you know, there are some pain points in dealing with the client, localization, getting those strings to them, getting them back into the database, making sure when you have new releases that they actually get the new strings and all that. So that's one part of building a big site. The other, you know, another part of building a big site is just translating the node content. Some nodes you do want to have in each language, and some nodes you don't want to have in each language, and just having a workflow process to translating those. You use the I18N module to do a lot of that. I18N has a lot of decision points, too, on how you want to present lists. The one experience that I had that I wanted to share about, the client wanted lists in a different selection mode than I18N actually offered, and you know, I want to talk a little bit about that. And the third type of thing that you're going to end up translating are your menu strings and your taxonomies. And there are different decision points there also on how you want to do them. Part of what we'll talk about, both Zohar and I are going to present what we had different decisions that we made on how to handle taxonomies. I'm not going to say one's better than the other, but next time I'll do it the other way, which would be more using locale module instead of using, with taxonomies you can use different, you can have a vocabulary in a particular language, or you can have a vocabulary that's language neutral. After that, you can have terms that are in language neutral, in which case you use locale to translate them, or you can have duplicate terms, one for each of your languages, which is what we used. And when you do that, there are synchronization issues that you have to, they get a little complicated between the nodes in your different languages with taxonomies in different languages. There's a module called I18 Unsync that you can use to sync them all up. But, you know, part of the lesson here is that internationalization isn't as easy as we'd like it to be. Just multiply by two or three your cost estimate. It's an order of magnitude more expensive and harder to do.
And so a lot of the clients that you've been working with at Civic Actions are like nonprofits or non-government organizations, nonprofits. Maybe you could talk about like who you've been working with a lot of this multilingual functionality.
Well, you mentioned Sony was where someone, you know, another team at Civic Actions did that work. All this work was done for Rare Planet, rareplanet.org. And they are a large nonprofit that does environmental work all over the world. They do environmental campaigns in about 300 countries. We've created the site in four different languages for them: Chinese, Bahasian, English, and can't remember what the fourth one was. And then they'll expand to a few other languages. This is a little bit of an odd duck that we had to have multilingual support mainly for the volunteers in that country. But the website itself doesn't get a lot of use. It's really kind of an intranet, internal website for managing their campaigns.
I see. And was there also Amnesty International and any other sort of big sites?
You know all the right questions to ask, but again, I didn't work on Amnesty. Amnesty was more Jacob, who's no longer with us. We're still doing a lot of work for Amnesty. Amnesty was a very challenging site from what I know. We had a right-to-left theme. Both the project I'm talking about and Amnesty were done in Drupal 5. Now, we've done some subsequent projects for Amnesty, the Amnesty report, annual report project. Every year they come out with a report, and they've got a new website, and that was done in Drupal 6. Obviously, there are different issues in the translation, and we're getting better with each release. You know, I wish I had Drupal 7 a year or two ago.
Are there any other sort of concluding thoughts with your experiences with working with internationalization?
We're getting better. Drupal's getting better. I mean, Dries likes to put up the slide in X languages or, you know, however many languages we're in. And that is Drupal core, you know, translations. And Gabor's slide that he gave today, you know, he showed where only three or four languages actually were 100% translated for Drupal 5 and Drupal 6. We're getting better. We're not 100% there. And each release that we come out with, it's getting easier. But still, if you're building a large multilingual site and you're giving an estimate to a client, it's an order of magnitude. You have to be prepared to fix a lot of contrib modules because not every contrib module even does the simple thing like putting a T around it. And then even the more name modules like views and panels haven't quite handled internationalization right for titles yet. You know, and I think that in 6, you know, panels is better, but there's still patches you have to apply in 5.
Okay, great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.